Welcome back to TechNet Radio. We're here with part two of our tips and tricks for Windows deployment services. And in this episode, Microsoft Setup and Deployment MVP, Rhonda Layfield, helps us navigate through the Windows pre-installation environment, or WinPE. Rhonda, the mic is yours.
The next topic, and this is probably one of the most asked questions that I get, is Windows pre-installation environment and WDS, so good old WinPE. You can create your own WinPEs by using the Windows Automated Installation Kit. There's a copy PE utility. Or you can use the one that comes on the Windows 7 or Server 2008 R2 DVDs, or equivalent ISO file. Now, on the DVD, you'll find this in the Sources folder, and it will be named boot.wim. The big difference between these two is if you add a WinPE that you've created to the WDS server, all you'll get is booted into the WinPE and you'll be dumped there. You never get a list of your operating system images to install. You have to use the one on the Windows 7 or the Server 2008 R2 DVD. You also have to use the latest and greatest. If you accidentally try to use a Vista or Vista SP1 or 2 boot.wim, well, the problems you're going to run into is that you can't install Windows 7 using that, and this is the actual screenshot of the error message you would get. Let's take a look at the WinPEs. I'm going to minimize WDS for now and open my Deployment Tools command prompt, which this prompt gets installed when you install the Windows Automated Installation Kit. Good old Wake. We'll clean the screen up a bit. And the first thing I want to do is show you the difference between a WinPE that I've created and a WinPE that comes on the DVD. So the first one is the tool we'll use. It's called DISM. Git WIM info, and then the WIM file. This is one of my favorite new tips and tricks. You can go over and find that WIM file. And the first one I want to show you is WinPE. So we'll click and drag that. We get the whole path. So there's DISM, Git WIM info. The WIM file itself is demos WinPE. And what we see on this is the WinPE that I've created. There's only one image inside this WinPE.wim file, and it's a WinPE, Microsoft Windows PE. Let's do the same thing, but this time I want to look at a boot.wim that you would get off a DVD. And the first thing you should notice here, there's actually two images inside this one WIM file. And you can have multiple images inside a WIM file. We've known that for a long time. But this is what makes it so interesting, is when you mount these WinPEs and compare them, you start to see some very, very big differences. This is what my mounted WinPE looks like. I have a program files, users, and Windows folder. If we compare that to the boot.wim that's mounted into a different folder, notice what else we have. We've got the program files, we've got the users and the Windows, but we also have the sources folder and setup.exe. Setup.exe is what gives us the ability to actually install operating systems. So this is the reason why you want to use a WinPE off the Windows 7 DVD and not one that you've created yourself. We'll close these guys down. And open the WDS snap-in. To add a boot image, you would simply right-click, tell it to add a boot image, browse to the location where that image resides. You can change the image name and description if you choose. I normally just accept the defaults. And the WinPEs are quite a bit faster to install or to add here than your operating system installation images. Now notice what I have over here is I have quite a number of WinPEs that have already been added. So you can add as many WinPEs as you choose. And when you do start adding more WinPEs, now you'll get a list of WinPEs to boot from. I said this earlier, but I want to mention it one more time. If you only have one WinPE, that is the WinPE that will be booted. You won't get a list to choose from because you've only got the one. When that's done, go ahead and click Finish. You can now boot a target machine, Pixie Boot, get your list of WinPEs, and then select the WinPE you would like to deploy. Show you what that looks like from a client. Doing my F12. This is the new WinPE that we've just added. I'm going to go ahead and choose one that I've added in the past and I know works. And I love the information that these screens give you. If you look at the bottom, you can see the IP address of the WDS server. You can see the name of the file that is actually booting. So it's kind of nice for troubleshooting purposes to know which WDS server you're physically connected to. There are ways to set up so that you get a list of all WDS servers. So before you even get that list of boot menus, you could have a list of WDS servers to select from for your clients as well. All right, once the WDS wizard launches, you can choose your language. And I mentioned that you need to authenticate to the WDS server. And this is one of the things I really like about WDS. Based on authentication on that user account, that will determine the list of operating system installation images that you can see and are able to deploy. So there's a lot more you can do with permissions and groups and really just locking down WDS a little bit tighter than you can with MDT. But from this point, you would simply choose whichever operating system you would like to install. I like to allow it to set up the drives in the default fashion with that 100 meg up front, and then take the rest of the first drive for C. And then you wait for server and your installation begins.
That's great. So are you going to talk a little bit about MDT and how we can work with the MDT, Microsoft Deployment Toolkit? 20.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That I think is one thing that most people do not do. They don't realize that they need to integrate the two products together. Now, you saw a list of operating system installation images.
Yes.
Those are fat images. Everything you have in an image, it has to be inside that image. And it's not easy to manage that later on. That's one of the things that I don't like so much about WDS is everything's a fat image. So you want to go in and change the version of Adobe Reader? Well, you can't just mount the image and take that one version out and put another version in. What normally you would have to do is to export that image, deploy it to a machine, make your changes, and then create yet another image. Where with MDT, you can change that version in 30 seconds and you're done. You don't have to mount the image, and it's the way the underlying architecture works for the image files themselves. So MDT really makes it a lot easier to make changes to images later on, but WDS still gives us Pixie Boot capability, which I like. The last thing I want to mention about WinPEs and architectures is on WDS, if you boot a 32-bit WinPE, you'll see both 32 and 64-bit installation images. If you boot a 64-bit WinPE, you'll only see the 64. So sometimes, if you boot an incorrect WinPE, you might not see your OS install image that you thought you were going to see. Just go ahead and restart that client one more time, Pixie boot into the correct architecture of WinPE, and you should be good to go.